The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
As we arrive at the beginning of the winter months, we may be facing into electricity cuts for peak hours and increased price hikes for electricity and gas. The measures that the government is planning will be announced as part of Budget 2023 on September 27th. To shed some light on what we can expect in that budget amid the Cabinet's response to the cost of living crisis, I'm joined by political correspondent for the Sunday Times, Aoife Moore, environmental journalist John Gibbons, and independent TD for Roscommon Galway, Michael Fitzmaurice. Aoife, to start with you, because at this stage there is a fairly clear sense of what the government is thinking. Can you walk us through the likely measures we'll see?
Absolutely. So the government really know that people are struggling, and it is something they are increasingly worried about. We know that energy costs are spiraling, and we could be looking at, you know, around €1,200 for just 2 months heating and electric. So what we know so far is that we're going to get another electricity bill credit. The €200 that we got back in April, that will be provided again, Eamon Ryan said, before Christmas. They were under pressure to do it during the summer, but they held their fire, for want of a better word, and now they're saying it'll be before Christmas. Now, we know that the budget will be a bit different this year, so it won't just be, you know, it's usually 2023 and it all kicks in January. This year, part of it will kick in January, but some of it will kick in straight away. So we know that there's around €2 billion set aside for cost of living measures. There's been no agreement yet on the exact size of the scope of the package, but it is under consideration. There was an energy crisis meeting on Wednesday, and there's a kind of feeling among the ministers that this cost of living package is getting bigger and bigger every time they meet. But it seems to be, you know, every week we're hearing that a different electricity company is going to hike up their prices. And we know that the European Central Bank is going to raise the interest rates as well. So people are really, really put to the pin of their collars at the minute. So we know that the budget is currently running around €6 billion. And that the government does have the money to do these kind of interventions. But as you know yourself, Michael McGrath and Pascal Donohue are very conservative when it comes to spending money. And there's also a lot of money that needs to be put where, you know, we've got public service pay agreements, all this sort of stuff that needs to be looked at. There is a lot of talk as well about a windfall tax. So we're seeing that in the UK, where they're taxing the huge profits made by these big utility companies. Initially, Fine Gael were quite against this. They said that they were afraid it would scare off investors if we started taxing these big companies. But it appears now that that position has softened because of the UK and the EU. You know, we heard Christine Lagarde saying yesterday, or Ursula von der Leyen saying yesterday, sorry, that, you know, that the money from these huge profits needs to go back to the people. So aside from that, there is going to be a huge public information campaign about us reducing our electricity. I think a lot of people would say that they're doing that already. But what we'll see is that, you know, between 5 and 7, those kind of peak hours, we're being told.
Sorry, hang on for one second. Go back just there, Aoife. The government's going to pay for advertising for a public information campaign.
Yeah, so there's a public information campaign. You'll see it. There's some of it has started already in large Sunday newspapers, etc., where they're going to give people advice, you know, things like don't be putting your washing machine or your dryer on between 5 and 7. You're trying to cut, I think it's around 5% that they want to cut in electricity use in those peak hours. But the government are not going to be banning people from using their utilities at that time. It's more advice. There is serious concern now. The government, Eamon Ryan, has alluded to the fact that we are at risk of blackouts. Those blackouts, if they were to come, and I'm not trying to scare people, would be at those peak hours between 5 and 7. But it remains to be seen. European energy ministers are meeting at the end of this week. They're going to try and hammer out a plan where we would see small businesses given some kind of rebate for their huge electricity bills that we know small businesses, bars, restaurants, cafes are seeing now. And we'll know more about that by the end of next week. But I think this is at the top of every minister's mind at the minute. You know, I'm sure there's not a TD in the country that doesn't have constituents coming to their office and telling them that they just can't cope anymore. We're hearing the same from St Vincent de Paul and the MABS advice service. So it does seem that this kind of fund for cost of living is getting bigger every week.
John Gibbons is with us as well, the environmental journalist. John, maybe you might do some of the government's public information work on its behalf. The kind of things that people need to do to limit consumption, what do you recommend?
Good morning, Anton. I think the first thing to say about electricity generally is that it's incredibly opaque. If you ask the average person, you know, what does a litre of petrol cost, they'll give you a good guess, or even what does a litre of milk cost. But if you say, well, what's a kilowatt hour of electricity cost? And I think this is what a lot of us are trying to catch up on now. And it's very opaque because, for example, in your house, you've got very little information about the actual consumption that you're using. If you go to your meter, if it's even in a place that you can access, and you look at it and you see 5 or 6 digits on screen and you say, well, what does that mean? Then you've got to wait for a couple of months for your bill to come. Then you've got to look and see, well, what's the rate per kilowatt hour? Now, the reason I say that is this is a long preamble to say that when people don't understand or don't have the information to make informed decisions about their energy use, then we will continue to use that energy unwisely.
Well, maybe help clear up some of that opacity. What do you recommend to people?
Yeah, well, first of all, a very useful first step in a domestic situation is to get a little device. One of them is called an owl, but they're available commercially. They're about 50 or 60 quid. And this device basically clips on to your main input electrical cable. And it gives you a screen, like a digital screen in another part of your house that shows you at any given moment what your electrical use is in the house. So if you're sitting there and you notice that there's suddenly 3 kilowatts of energy flowing through your house, well, you probably might want to find out why that is. And just having that information means that you can start to make informed decisions. Now, there's all kinds of things, by the way, that we can do usefully within our own homes to reduce our unnecessary energy use. I mean, some of the obvious things, there was a phrase called fridge gazing, and I know I have it here at home with my own teenagers, where every 10 seconds that you leave a fridge door open, on average, it takes 45 minutes. The fridge basically has to power up and takes 45 minutes to bring the fridge back to a level where the motor isn't running in it. So I suppose as a general rule, Anton, in a house, if you can hear a device, if you can either hear it buzzing or churning, or if you put your hand on it and it's hot, that tells you that that device is using a lot of electricity.
Although by comparison with the other large appliances in the house, fridges are pretty efficient.
Relatively efficient, that's right. I mean, the ones probably that are real energy hogs. For example, let's take a power shower. A lot of people love power showers. They can be drawing down as much as 9.5 kilowatt hours of energy. So a typical 10-minute shower, for example, you're using assuming that energy is about 30 cent a kilowatt, you're looking at about 50 cent for a 10-minute shower. So that's one place, and that's just 10 minutes in the shower. So if you take a 20-minute shower, apart from all the water you're using, you've actually cost yourself a euro. So that would be one particularly egregious example. There's other things where I think common sense comes in. For example, okay, we can't avoid washing our clothes, but we can certainly avoid doing it during peak hours, which is typically between 4 and 7. So that's easy enough to manage. But rather than just chucking them straight into the tumble dryer, right, how about let them drip dry? Let them leave them out to dry them, because the tumble dryer, again, a typical tumble dryer is about a 3 kilowatt hour device. So 1 hour of drying in that is going to cost you the guts of a euro, right? So you're going to save money if you're patient enough to let your clothes drip dry. So they're just some of the small practical steps that we can take. Now, on the larger scale, Anton, a really interesting example the other day from California, and the West Coast of America is experiencing energy crisis because of extreme heat. They've had up to 50 degrees centigrade in September, which is just nuts. But this is putting huge strain on their electrical grid. So the state of California sent out a text alert to pretty much everybody in the state the other day. And it said, look, please power down, switch off whatever you can, plug it out. And that had a huge effect. It reduced consumption instantaneously in the state by several gigawatts. And it avoided blackouts. So that, I mean, to me, that's a pretty clever idea. I don't see any reason why the Irish state couldn't issue text alerts to people to say, look, we're in a crisis. Please power down, switch off, defer your decision. Because that way people are getting direct feedback about what's going on. And I started by saying how opaque electricity is to us. We don't even know what it costs. We don't know what's using it. We don't really understand that. I think a public information campaign that would help that would be really useful. For example,
okay, well, hang on for a second. I want to get a political reaction to that from Michael Fitzmaurice, who is independent TD for Roscommon Galway. So according to Aoife Moore, Michael, the government is already starting this public information campaign. What's your view of people being told over the coming weeks and months that they need to stop opening their fridge, that they need to shower in a minute or 2 minutes rather than in 10 minutes, that they need to stop using their tumble dryers and just hang the clothes around the house? Do you think people will accept that? Do you think people will be eager to be texted to be told, turn off all your stuff?
Well, the first thing I think, Anton, and good morning to everyone, the first thing I think that in rural Ireland, I smiled when John talked about letting the clothes drip dry. Generally, people have a clothesline, and that's how we do it here ourselves. That's how most of the clothes are dried. It's not in tumble dryers unless you had sort of bad weather. That's the first thing. The second thing is, people, in my view, are fairly conscious of the situation at the moment. And the reason they're conscious is because of the way their electricity bills has gone up. And when you talk about people not knowing what they're using or whatever, a lot of people are familiar. It's the units they actually talk about of electricity that use. But I think there needs to be a few red lines drawn in the sand before the government, and especially to our elder people, put out information. I think that we need to have a few red lines in the sand. The first thing that needs to be clarified by government is to say that the likes of the data centres that have their own backup power, they have underground tanks and whatever, that they will be the first in the chain to be basically knocked off. And that larger companies that have the backup. And in my opinion, if that is done, we should be able, and I think if Eamon Ryan comes out and says, or if ordinary people's electricity is turned off, I think Eamon Ryan as a minister will be in trouble. I think people are fairly familiar with the way their electricity bills has gone up. You will have certain things. You'll have children coming from school. Obviously, dinners will be cooked. But a lot of dinners are cooked on gas, to be quite honest with you. Everyone has a gas cooker, even though they have electric.
That's a fairly sweeping assertion, Michael. There's an awful lot of people who are cooking on electric.
In the rural areas, look at in most of the bungalow houses, you'd have electric as well as gas. Because look at, we'd be familiar in odd time with the electricity going out, and you can cook the dinner on it. That's the difference. Or you might have a stove that you could, that you could do things on. But the one thing I will say is that people are fairly, up there in realizing, because of the bills, because that's the side that's hitting them hard, Anto, the money side of it. Because if you look in rural Ireland, somebody has to, the public transport at the moment, in fairness, was reduced, but in the rural Ireland or out in the sticks where the likes of me lives, you don't have rural transport. So obviously, for those people going to work, it's an extra 1,000 a year. For home heating, it's probably an extra 1,200-1,500 a year. For shopping, it's an extra 1,200 or 1,500 again. College fees has gone up. When you add all these things, there's a fair squeeze on people.
Indeed.
And when there's a squeeze on people, they are watching the money.
Okay, Michael. Michael, thank you very much. That is Michael Fitzmaurice, who is independent TD for Roscommon Galway, and before him, John Gibbons, environmental journalist, and Aoife Moore, political correspondent at the Sunday Times.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.